Welcome to the Lighthouse Church podcast. Thanks so much for joining us for this week's message. We want to say a special thank you to each and every person that gives and partners with us. To learn more about what Lighthouse Church is doing in San Bruno and across the San Francisco Bay Area, visit our website, www.lighthousesanbruno.com. Like and subscribe so you don't miss any new content. Now, check out this week's message.
Take just the next several moments to talk about God's promise to us. One of God's promises is that he loves us. And there's a scripture in Luke chapter 15 that talks about this, talks about how much God loves us, that he pursues us, that he comes after us. And it's found in Luke 15. It's also known as the parable of the lost sheep. And Jesus says this. He says, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.' Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance." Romans 5:8 says this, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." That's the kind of love that God has for us. That's the kind of love that we need to be reminded of on a regular basis. Why? Because we forget. Have you ever lost something? Something that was important to you? I know what that's like. I have lost things because I have special hiding places for things and I think it will keep it safe. And then I can't remember what that special safe hiding place was for that thing. And when I realize that it's lost, I obsess about it until I find it. I mean, I will open every drawer, go through every cupboard, go through every closet. I will search the house top to bottom looking for the thing that's lost. It happened to me one time with this little book. It's called Hinds Feet on High Places. It's just a cheap little book. You can see the price tag. It was $1.50. $1.50. But this book to me is like priceless. Of all the things that I own other than my Bible, I would say this is my treasure. And the reason that it's a treasure to me is partly because it was my mom's, partly because it was something that I read through with my dad, and I have such great memories of that. Part of it is because I love the words of this book. But when I lost it, you better believe I kept searching until I found it. I couldn't rest until I found it. And I feel like Jesus is pointing out his relentless pursuit of us, his promise to go after us. And here's the thing. I think that it's true for people who have wandered away from God. I think it's also true of his relentless pursuit of our whole heart. And even if you've given your life to Jesus already, I bet there's some parts of you that you have held back from him. How do I know this? Because this is the way that we are. We even when we're falling in love, we tend to kind of hold back part of ourselves because we're afraid that maybe if we tell who we really are, maybe we won't be loved as fully, right? And so we take our time, and some of us are slower than others, but there's this thing about really being vulnerable and letting someone know us fully. I feel like God wants to remind us today that he is relentless in his pursuit of us and of our whole hearts. God wants your whole heart. He loves you completely. He loves you with an everlasting love. And that scripture, Romans 5:8, is so key to this because it proves that his love for us is not dependent on what we do or who we are. It's based on what he has done and on who he is. So God showed his love for us, demonstrated it, put it on full display when, while we were broken, sinful, lost people, Christ died for us. He sacrificed his life for us. So it wasn't based on something that we had done to earn it. It was just based on his love, his promise to love us. He loves you unconditionally. I think that's a really important thing to know about God. The more that I know God, the more I realize that his love truly is unconditional. And the longer that I live, the more I recognize how rare unconditional love is. And if you've had that kind of experience, I'd say you're a very, very blessed person. But most of us, our first encounter with unconditional love is in the form of Father God's love for us. And so it's kind of hard for us to even like fully understand it. You know, it's hard to comprehend that kind of love. And I think sometimes we doubt our significance to God because, you know, there's so many other people, right? He's got the whole world in his hands. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, the whole world, that he gave his only begotten son, his one and only son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life." And that sounds really awesome, but when you think about the whole world, it just seems really big. And there's a lot of people on this planet. And I guess, you know, we can kind of feel like, maybe we're unnoticed or not worthy, or like I said, maybe parts of us we need to hold back from God, because if he really saw those things, he wouldn't love us as much. This book that I told you about, this Hinds Feet on High Places, is an allegory. It's a story about a young woman who in this book is called Much Afraid, all right? Her identity is fear. She's crippled by it. Not just crippled emotionally, but she's actually crippled physically, all right? She struggles to walk because of this tremendous fear that she has. It's like a weight on her. And this book is her journey. Her journey with God, also called the shepherd, right? And how he brings her to a place, no longer limping, crippled, much afraid, but he brings her to this new identity in him, and she becomes known as Grace and Glory. And so it's this transformation that happens as she experiences God's healing love. God's love, his promise of love, actually heals the broken parts of us that we've been afraid to show him. We've been afraid to offer him. And so in this, as she comes to this place of learning of her significance and her value and her worth and God's great love for her, this is one of the things that she says she learned. She said, I learned that you never regarded me as I actually was, lame and weak and crooked and cowardly. You saw me as I would be when you had done what you promised. You saw me as I would be when you had done what you promised. And she says, Lord, I cannot tell you how greatly I want to regard others in the same way. I want to learn to see other people that way that you saw me. Not just as I was, but as I would be when you'd completed your work in me. And then she says something else. Another thing that she learned was this. She said, every circumstance in life, no matter how crooked and distorted and ugly it appears to be, if it is reacted to in love and forgiveness and obedience to your will, can be transformed. And so really she comes to the realization that God purposefully puts us in contact, like he allows us to be in contact with the broken and the evil things of this world so that we can really learn how to react to them in love and grace, and not just binding evil, but whenever possible, overcoming it with good. And God's love can do that. God's love can bring transformation. God's love, that's how people are going to know that we belong to God, is the way that we love. So it first, we have to really internalize God's promise to love us, that he loves you no matter what. He loves you unconditionally. And then the second one is that love that God's shown for you should motivate you to demonstrate that love for others, to represent him well. And so 1 John 4 says this, my dear, dear friends, if God loved us like this, we certainly ought to love each other. No one has seen God ever, but if we love one another, God dwells deeply within us, and his love becomes complete in us. Perfect, perfect love. And then earlier in the chapter, it says, this is the kind of love we're talking about. Not that we once upon a time loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to clear away our sins and the damage they've done to our relationship with God. This is the gospel. This is the good news. This is what God's promises are all about. So we've got this promise that we get to hold on to. God is relentless in his pursuit of us. Just like the shepherd goes after that one sheep that was lost, God is pursuing the one that is lost, and he is pursuing the parts of you that you've been hiding from him. I want to encourage you, surrender to him. Surrender to him and say, God, I'm going to give you the broken stuff of me. I'm going to give you the stuff that I'm afraid to show anybody else, because you promised you're going to love me. You showed me through your sacrifice on the cross that you love me no matter what, that your love for me is not based on what I do, but on you, who you are. So I want to encourage you today. This is good, good news. This is hope. This is freedom. This is our chance to learn to be loved. And then as we learn how to be loved, then we can love others better. So I'm going to pray over us. Lord, I just pray that the power of your Holy Spirit would just draw us. I think that, you know, there's something that you're wanting to do in really convincing us of just how much you love us. Because some of us, we struggle to believe that you're just that loving, that you're just that good. Maybe we've had people say that they love us and they've broken their promise. And so it's hard to really trust a love like that. It's hard to believe that you would love the broken parts of us too. And so, Lord, I pray that we'd receive that love, and then that we'd allow that love to wash over us and to cleanse us and to transform us, and that it would in turn transform the way that we love others, that we would love people with your kind of love for us, which is not dependent on what we do, but dependent on your grace and your mercy, God, that you've poured out so freely. So we receive that today, Lord. I pray that we would walk in that. In Jesus' name, amen.